You're about to hear the only advertising program on the BBC. It's the only radio show that contains all the essential vitamins. It's the only radio show that needs them. Yes, it's something to shout about. Michael Medwin, Eleanor Summerfield, Joan Sims, Fenella Fielding, Nicholas Phipps and Ryder Treese take a light-hearted look at the advertising world. Strip away the sophisticated veneer of the brash advertising game, and what does one find? Happy, simple folk, especially at Addis, Apsley, Cone, Barbican, Blythe and Gideon Partners, where the simpler they are, the happier they get.
Now, this year, Michael, I really must make an effort.
Mr. Lightfoot, do you mind having your coffee black? We've run out of sugar.
Never mind, Mavis. I'll borrow Janet's spoon. Go on, Adrian.
43, 44, and then I start decreasing.
43 lumps? But I keep telling you I haven't got any sugar.
And what, Michael?
Spoon.
They're in a tin in the cupboard marked biscuits. 48, 49...
I say, Mavis, just a minute. Why is this coffee black with no sugar?
Well, the milkman usually brings both, but I had to stop him because he was leaving too much. So I put a little note in the bottle saying, "Sorry, no milk today. Please tell the cows it's nothing personal."
No, go on, Adrian.
Well, it's the wife, you see. Last year I completely forgot our wedding anniversary, and Hilda went storming out of the house and ran up an enormous bill at Harridge's. I'd quite forgotten what the date was.
Yeah, well, you should do what I do. When I want to remember something, I tie a knot in my typewriter ribbon.
Well, it should be an easy date to remember, really, seeing it happened on the 13th.
Fancy getting married on the 13th, weren't you superstitious?
I am now. But the problem is, what am I going to give her this year?
Well, something big, impressive, and dirt cheap.
Exactly.
I know. Give her a washing-up machine.
She's already got one. Me. Anyway, I don't think they're much good.
Oh, but they are. The new ones get everything off the plates, including the pattern.
All he wants off his plates is the British Railways crest.
Well, my dad gave my mum one of those alarm clocks that makes tea by flashing a bell. You know, smash, and we had it on in the evening with the telly.
I thought you were supposed to use them in the morning.
Well, the telly isn't on in the morning.
Now, what did you give Hilda the year before last?
I surprised her with a bottle of bath salt. She was expecting a fur coat.
What are her interests? Does she collect things?
Yes, bills. But actually, she's rather keen on antiques.
Well, here you all are. I might have guessed.
Oh, hello, Maggie. Adrian was just talking about you.
Really? He's supposed to be discussing country-made kitchen furniture, and so are you, Michael. Their advertising manager's chasing us.
Oh, sorry, Maggie. I was just giving my secretary a hand with her knitting.
She's got two of her own. Isn't that enough?
Well, I was holding one.
What's she knitting?
A scarf for an electric guitar.
Mavis, I've been looking for you everywhere. Why aren't you in the typing pool?
Well, I would be, Miss Tuffner, but I'm racking my brains trying to think of something for Mr. Beale.
Why can't he use his own brains? What are you trying to think of, anyway?
Well, I don't know. I haven't thought of it yet.
Now, what is going on in here? Michael's helping Janet with her knitting, and Adrian and Mavis are practicing telepathy.
Oh, Miss Tuffnell, as if we would in this company. Well, I mean, especially with ladies present. We weren't even within earshot of each other.
Well, Mavis, now come along, everyone.
Adrian, have you thought up a slogan yet for those double drainer twin sink kitchen units?
Oh, yes, I did think of something. Use the new country-made double drainer twin sink kitchen unit, and you'll do half the washing up in twice the time.
Yes, I like that. It'll send the sales rocketing down.
No, wait a minute. Now, try the kitchen maid with a double unit and twins. No, that doesn't sound right.
Well, it's got something, but I dread to think what.
Try twin country maids with a double sink.
Now, that'll do. That's enough, Adrian. You'll be giving Michael ideas.
Rubbish. Show me the twin country maids. I'll provide my own.
Well, personally, I think three's a crowd, especially in the kitchen.
Well, it all sounds a bit larky, if you ask me. First, I'm accused of telephony, and then we have a sink full of kitchen maids wearing twin sets. If my mum was to drop in, she'd go right up in the air, I can tell you.
Now, come on, Mavis. I've got a product development report I want typed. It's urgent.
Oh, everything's always urgent in this place. No one ever gives thought to my poor feet.
It's high time you learn to type with your hands.
Adrian, we really must get this kitchen furniture campaign mapped out. There's the commercial to film, and Maggie will be absolutely...
I've got it. I shall give her a new sink unit.
Who, Maggie?
No, Hilda, for our wedding anniversary.
Well, it's not my idea of a glamorous present, unless you're thinking of filling it with perfume.
Hilda doesn't wear perfume.
Really? She must get awfully cold in the evenings.
Now, where's that brochure? Oh, yes, here we are. Sink units. Oh, dear, I didn't know there were so many models. I wonder which one Hilda would like.
Well, let's think. Now, Hilda's tall and dark. Oh, you must get her that one. It's just her.
You really think so?
Oh, yes. She's definitely a double drain, a common waste twin with a non-chip base and a straight runaway. Adrian, which colour are you going to get? The avocado green, blossom pink, or lemon drop yellow?
Blossom pink. It'll match her hands. She wears rubber gloves. I say, Michael, supposing I send Hilda and the kids to her sister's for the weekend, we could put in the sink unit and surprise her with it when she came back.
Dreamy!
The trouble is, how can I get Hilda to go away? She won't leave me alone in the house.
I know. Say you're coming over to my place to work on this Country Made campaign, like you did when we were thinking up an angle on Bollinger's mothballs.
Well, you don't know what it's like, old man. I had an awful job to get her to swallow Bollinger's mothballs.
The poor darling. Was she troubled with moths?
Adrian, look, I'll drop round tomorrow, pick you up on the way to the office. It'll be more convincing if the suggestion comes from me.
Oh, do, Michael. Your suggestions are always convincing.
Leave it to me, Adrian. Then this weekend, we'll have your wife out and the new sink unit in.
Well, there's just one thing. We must keep this a secret. And for goodness sake, don't tell Maggie. She's quite chummy with Hilda.
Don't worry. The secret's safe with me.
And me. Cross my heart and spit on my mascara.
Well, see you first thing in the morning, Adrian. Will 8:30 be okay?
Oh, fine. We're up pretty early since the new baby arrived.
How is little Simon? Has he started to talk yet?
Well, he's only 6 weeks. Still, there's one thing I'm pleased about. Little Catherine adores him.
Oh, does she still think he was a free gift with a packet of cornflakes?
Yes. This morning she asked me to send off for another little brother. She said it would make a lovely surprise for the wife. I know, dear. It's Michael.
Catherine, take your elbows off the thing. No, dear, don't put them in the pollen. Who did you say it was?
Michael.
Well, why did he keep ringing the bell?
Because I haven't let him in yet.
But then how do you know it's Michael?
Because he said he'd drop in yesterday evening.
But if he promised to come yesterday evening, how do you know it's here this morning?
Well, perhaps it's somebody else. Why, Michael, fancy you dropping in. What a surprise.
Are you mad? We arranged that I should.
Shh. That's for Sir Hilda's benefit. She's already got wind that I'm up to something. I think we'd better call the whole thing off.
Oh, don't be absurd. Hello, Mrs. Beals. How are you?
Adrian was expecting you yesterday evening.
Was he? Were you?
No.
No, he wasn't. Oh, Mrs. Beals, you must forgive me for coming round so early, but we're terribly busy at the office. We may have to work all over the weekend.
Yes, we're terribly behind on the advertising for those country-made sink units.
Well, it's all right advertising them. When am I going to get one?
Oh, who knows? Perhaps someone might slip a free sample under the door.
Now, what about this working at the weekend?
Well, I'm afraid it's going to be necessary, Mrs. Beale.
Yes, well, come inside and we'll... Oh, good gracious, the toast is alive.
It's all right, Mrs. Beals. The milk boiled over and put it out.
Morning, Janet. Oh, order a double drainer, twin common waste sink unit, will you? Mrs. Beals is going away and we can fit it in on Saturday morning.
Wow, anniversary surprise. We'll put white ribbons around the tap.
Yes, and a sprig of orange blossom in the plug hole.
Dreamy. And we'll write happy anniversary across the draining board with detergent.
Good afternoon, Miss Tafnell.
Mavis, about time.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, but on the way back from lunch I got my stiletto caught in a grating and lost one of my gypsy dangle earrings. And when I bent down it got caught up and I had to come back without it. Lucky it wasn't raining.
It was.
Well, I couldn't tell. I had my umbrella up.
Remind me to get my head examined. You're beginning to make sense. Now, Mavis, this morning I had a chat with Mrs. Beals on the phone. It's her wedding anniversary on the 13th.
Well, what a coincidence. Mr. Beals is on the same day.
Yes. Oh, well, they got married at the same time. It's cheaper that way. Now, the thing of it is this. I've had dinner at their house several times, and I'm rather indebted to them.
You mean they charge for dinner?
No, I'm going to give them an anniversary present, and I know just what they want. Something they wouldn't have thought of in a million years.
Oh, what is it?
You'll never guess.
Oh, come on, do tell.
A double-drainer twin common waste sink unit with a non-chip base and a straight runaway.
Well, I suppose that's better than getting us something for the home.
It's one of those country-made sink units we've done the advertising for. I happen to know that the house will be empty over the weekend, so we can put it in while the Beals are away.
We?
Yes, one of your uncles is a plumber, isn't he?
Oh, yes, Uncle Norm. They're all in plumbing on that side of the family. As my gran says, it runs in their veins. She says that instead of having blood, they have hot and cold, but of course I wouldn't know.
Yes, but would you know if your uncle's free on Saturday morning?
Well, I could ring and ask him. Oh, now, what nurse's number? Now, Norman Willis, that'll be under N.
Would you, Mavis? And for heaven's sake, don't tell anyone. I don't want it to get back to Adrian.
Oh, don't worry. If Mr. Beals asks me, I'll say the number's been changed.
Ah, Michael. I didn't know you were bringing Janet with you.
Well, every plumber needs a mate.
Huh. Come in. The more the merrier.
Has the new sink unit arrived yet?
Yes, it's in the drawing room. The men wouldn't take it as far as the kitchen.
Oh, doesn't it look sweet? Just fits between the television set and the tall boy.
Oh, come on, let's get down to work. Come on, Adrian, let's move it into the kitchen.
Oh, no, leave it where it is. It just makes the room.
Oh, I just thought. I suppose we ought to rip out the old sink first.
Well, that won't take long, old boy. It's pretty rickety. If you turn on both taps at once, it'll crash to the floor.
Right, well then, let's get the new one in. Here we go. Adrian, you lift up that end, I'll lift the other.
Right, heave.
Oh, I can't see where I'm going.
Just follow me. Now a bit to the right. Adrian, your telephone's going.
I can't hear it.
You will in a minute, it's going on the floor. Oh, never mind, we'll keep moving this way and out into the hall. What an absurd place to keep a grandfather clock. Hard down on your left. Nearly there. I'll just open the kitchen door.
Ouch, I've been bitten by a doorknob.
Sorry, darling. Now stay drawn. Good. Now lower it gently. There, we've arrived.
Yes, in the dining room. The kitchen's through there.
Well, there, that's done. I had no idea it would be so easy.
Hilda will be absolutely thrilled. It's sweet in such a pretty colour.
Blossom pink.
Fab. It'll be like washing up in the middle of an orchard.
Well, you know, I think we all deserve a drink. We can clear up the mess when we come back.
Oh, just sweep it under the mat, I always do.
So I noticed. This must be the only house where you step off the doormat and onto a table.
Well, we go out the back way. And then we can dump the old sink in the back garden.
I'll open the door.
No, not that one, Janet. That's the broom cupboard.
Honestly, Adrian, this must be a very difficult house to run. All the doors are on the wrong rooms.
Mavis, are you sure your uncle and his mate can manage that sink unit by themselves?
Oh, yes, Miss Tufnell. Strong as a horse, Uncle Norm is, even though he's no chicken.
Well, it'd hardly be both at the same time.
Shall we go in?
Not till we find the key. It ought to be under that milk bottle.
Well, there's nothing here except a note saying, please leave half of your jersey and scream.
Well, perhaps the bell isn't working. I don't understand it. Adrian said... Adrian said whenever they go away for the weekend, they always leave it under a milk bottle.
Well, it's not here. Let's go in.
We can't open the door without a key.
But we don't need to open the door.
Mavis, to go through a door, you first have to open it. That's what doors are for.
Well, you needn't tell me. I've been around. But you see, this door's already open. Look.
So it is. Well, why didn't you tell me before?
Well, you never asked me. I was looking for the key to that milk bottle.
Oh, really? Come on, let's find the kitchen. I must say, it's very trusting of them to go away for the weekend and leave the front door open.
Not half. My mum never goes out without locking all the doors and windows from the inside first.
How does she leave? Through the chimney? Now, this ought to be the kitchen.
Oh, no, I don't think it can be. Where's the telly?
It is just possible they don't have the telly in their kitchen.
Oh, the poor souls. Whatever do they do when they're eating?
Well, that's very peculiar. Mrs. Beale has already got a country maid sink unit.
So she has. I wonder why she wants another.
Oh, well, perhaps it's the wrong colour. The green one we've brought is much nicer than this.
Yes, and this one's covered in fingerprints and a lot of paint is scratched.
Mavis, go and tell your uncle before he unloads the new one from the van, we'd better get this one out first, then come back after lunch and finish the job.
Right-o, Miss Tufnell.
Over to the left, Fred.
What's that?
Oh, it's all right, Miss Tufnell. It's only Uncle Norm. He's had a contretemps with the telephone.
Now to me, Fred.
Sounds as if he's run the gamut of the whole exchange.
Now, lower, Fred. Careful, careful, Fred. Well, I got your unit in, miss. Where do you want it put?
Back in the van. Miss Tufnell says we've got to get the old one out before we bring the new one in.
We only need a couple of verses of Auld Lang Syne. It'll be like New Year's Eve.
This way, through the back door, it's quicker.
I must say, you get a very nice glass of bitter in that pub.
And a very nice glass of sandwich, too. I brought some back for tea.
Now, we just have to touch up the paint and... Good Lord, it's gone.
What's gone? Good grief, it's gone.
Where's our beautiful new sink unit?
There it is. It's gone. And we've only been out for half an hour.
But it can't have gone.
Well, it certainly isn't here.
Perhaps the people next door popped in and borrowed it.
Oh. No, they wouldn't dream of doing a thing like that, not without asking. If you ask me, it's been stolen.
But people don't steal sink units.
And somebody has. They've whipped it. Taken the sink unit without leaving a trace.
Yes. It's a sort of stainless steel.
Now, Janet, I think you better ring up the police.
All right. What's their number?
Dial 999 and ask for the kitchenware department.
And do hurry. By the time the police get here, the thieves will be flying the sink unit out of the country.
I doubt it. They'll never get it off the ground.
Oh, it's probably been taken by a gang of jewel thieves who've run out of film stars.
Michael, the phone won't work. When I dialed 999, the dial fell off, and the lead seems to have been wrenched from the wall.
Oh, they weren't taking any chances, were they? This was the work of an organised gang.
I tell you what, let's go round to the police station and inform them that we've stumbled on a ring of international sink unit traffickers.
Yes. For a case like this, we may have to ring Interpol. Or should it be Interplug? Or should it be Interplug-o?
Bed to the left, Mr. Willis. Careful with your end, Fred. Keep coming this way. No, that's the drawing room. This is the kitchen.
Here now. Fred, lad, I think we can manage without you now. Here, nip off home.
Rightio, Tom, Mr. Willis.
Right, now, Miss Tufnell, let's get down to it, shall us? Now, where's your S-bend and trap?
I beg your pardon.
Your S-bend and trap. They join up with your common waist.
Do they?
Always, yes. Mind you, we may have to take a bit off your sparge pipe. Well, we do want a nice finish, don't we?
I should think that'd be enough to finish anyone.
Oh, I say, you've got a lovely bit of workmanship there when the pipes joined together. Oh, I've never seen such a beautiful union.
Good, I hope they'll both be very happy. Mr. Willis, I don't want to hurry you in your search for beauty, but could you please hurry and put in the sink? We're not supposed to be here.
Miss Tufnell, this is unusual. There's some cigarette ends in that ashtray.
Yes, well, that's not unusual, Mavis. Some people put them there.
And look what's on the table, a packet of beetroot sandwiches. They weren't here before we went out.
Someone must have been in here when we were out at lunch.
Oh, mercy. Supposing it was burglars, and we'd come in and caught them all green-fingered. Oh, lucky they didn't come in earlier. They'd have caught us with our double drainer out.
Hello? Hampstead Sanitary Engineers at your service. Mr. Morris speaking. Morris, yes. Oh, hello, Mrs. Beals. You want a sink unit installed. When? This afternoon. What model is it? Oh, a country-made double-drainer twin. Lovely. Lemon drop yellow. Oh, gorgeous. Oh, it's a surprise present for your husband. Oh, well, don't worry. Yes, we'll make a special effort to get it in this afternoon.
And how's Uncle Norm getting on?
All finished, Miss Tufnell. Yes, you're all ready for a nice rub-a-dub in both sinks at once.
Thanks very much, but I think I'd be more at home in Adrian's bathroom.
Right, well, before I push off, there's nothing you want lagging, is there?
Not a thing, thank you, Mr. Willis. But if ever I should, I'll come straight to you.
Yeah, well, you want to make sure, you know, get set up before the frost come in, don't you? Well, give me regards to your grandmaid.
Oh, bye, Uncle Norm.
Come on, Mavis, let's go and get cleaned up.
Yeah, rightio. I could do with a nice freshen up. I've got a bit of Uncle Norm's red lead in me booth on.
And this is the back door, Constable. Leads straight into the kitchen.
I'll make a note of that.
Yes, and that's where the stink was stolen from. Good heavens above, it's back. Adrian, look.
What's up, old man? My sainted aunt, they've returned it. Janet, look.
What is it, Adrian? Michael, our sink's come home to roost.
Now, what's going on here? I thought you said that sink had been stolen.
But we did. I mean, it had. They must have brought it back.
Yes, but it's a different colour. Ours was pink and this one's green.
They must have resprayed it.
And changed the number plates, I suppose. Are you lot barmy? Well, I'm sorry, I'm taking no action. I'm going back to the station. I mean, I've heard of people taking baths, but never sinks.
Do you know, old boy, I don't think he believed us.
Law-abiding citizens aren't safe in their beds with any luck.
Well, I think I'll get out my old home guard rifle and walk up and down in front of the sink.
Adrian, do you mind if I go up and have a wash?
Me too.
Well, by all means, but do check the basin still there before you turn on the water.
Hurry up, Mavis. You've been at that basin for hours.
Well, this red lead's ever so illegible. You haven't got a bit of pumice stone on you, have you?
Certainly not. What do you think I am? One of the ruins of Pompeii? Look around. There should be some in a bathroom.
Mavis, someone's trying to open the door.
Oh, mercy. And here's me without my shoes on.
The Beatles are away for the weekend. What on earth could it be?
Oh, Miss Tufnell, do you think it's an interloper?
It must be burglars. Mavis, those sandwiches in the kitchen. I knew someone had been there and they've come back.
For their beetroot sandwiches?
Or for us. If only I knew whether they knew that we knew, I'd know what to do.
Would you? I wouldn't.
Keep very quiet.
I'll make a noise like a toothbrush.
Perhaps they'll go away. I'll think of some way out of this. Michael, there's someone locked in this bathroom. I heard voices.
Are you sure, Janet? What sort of voices?
Men's voices. It must be the gang that stole our sink.
Good Lord, they've come back for the bath. The dirty crooks.
Oh, darling, I'm frightened. What are we going to do?
Janet, we must think fast.
I can't do it fast.
Well, I know. I'll hold them at bay, and you go and fetch the police.
All right. I'll run all the way.
Now then, Michael, take a grip. You're not frightened. You're only shaking at the knees because you haven't got a blower on. What on earth was that?
Michael, it's too late. There's more of them in the hall.
Janet, that means we're surrounded, trapped.
With two men and a woman.
A woman? They're the worst of all.
And they've got another kitchen sink.
Good Lord, Janet.
A new one.
They've made this their headquarters.
Where do you want my man to put this sink, Mrs. Beals?
Oh, just a moment, Mr. Morris. I'll open the kitchen door. Adrian, I thought the house was empty.
Hilda, what are you doing here? What's that yellow sink doing in the hall?
Well, I'd like to know what that green sink's doing in the kitchen.
Well, it was a pink one, but it changed colour.
Adrian, have you been drinking?
Oh, Adrian, there you are. Come quickly. Michael's fainted.
Janet, what are you doing here?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Beals. I've been helping Adrian.
Helping Adrian do what?
There's a perfectly simple explanation, dear.
Please, Adrian, not in front of the plumber.
Well, my man and I had better come back later, Mrs. Beals. I had no idea you were entertaining friends.
Hilda, Janet, Adrian, what are you all doing here?
Maggie, how did you get here?
Well, I just climbed out of the bathroom window and I came in through the kitchen.
Maggie, but why?
Well, it's quicker than going round by the front door.
Adrian, what on earth's going on?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Look, will somebody please get a ladder?
For what possible reason?
Because Mavis is stuck halfway down a drainpipe.
Inside or out?
Adrian, I'm beginning to understand why you wanted me to go away for the weekend. This house is teeming with women, dashing downstairs, climbing out of windows, sliding down drainpipes. Does this mean that you've gone off your fretwork?
Janet, I thought you said you were going to get help.
Darling, I was, but I ran into a lot of old friends.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Beals. How nice of you to drop in.
Drop in? This is my house. Or at least it was. Adrian, I demand an explanation.
Well, you see, dear, I thought I'd give you a little surprise.
That's the understatement of the year.
So, I thought I'd install a new sink unit.
No, you didn't. I did.
Rubbish. Mr. Morris did.
Maggie, you didn't. We did.
Who did?
Adrian and Michael. They did.
Oh, they didn't. It was Mavis and me and our Uncle Norm. We did.
But you can't have Adrian and me did.
Adrian and I did.
No, Adrian and me did. You weren't there. We'd have seen you.
Look, after we did it, we locked ourselves in the bathroom.
Who? You and Mavis's Uncle Norm?
No.
Miss Tufnell, I couldn't hold on any longer, not knowing whether to go up or down, so I fell off. Oh, mercy, it's the interlopers.
Mavis, are you all right? You're all wet.
If you wanted a bath, why didn't you take your clothes off?
Well, there wasn't time. I've just fallen into the water, Bats.
Through no fault of your own, you've just heard Something to Shout About. Michael Lightfoot was played by Michael Medwin, Maggie by Eleanor Summerfield, Janet by Fenella Fielding, Mavis by Joan Sims, and Adrian by Nicholas Phipps. Uncle Norm and several other unlikely characters were played by Roy Dotrice. The script of this kitchen sink drama was written by Miles Rudge and Ronnie Wolfe, and the show was produced by Eric Miller, and you can't sink any lower than that. All the plumbing in this program was supplied by Mavis's Uncle Norm, who says that never before has he plumbed to such a depth.